WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Some Fresh Air listeners have made a hobby out of correcting my pronunciation. So I've decided to call in an expert. As it turns out, he monitors my pronunciation as part of his job, as he'll explain a little later. My guest Brian Sietsema is pronunciation editor of the new 10th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. He's checked the pronunciation of each of the 160,000 entries. Let's start with my pronunciation. I want to read you a postcard from a Fresh Air listener. Here we go. Could Terry Gross be taught to pronounce N-E-W-S, news, instead of news? She doesn't say foo for few or moo for a cat's cry, does she? Okay, you hear me say first the news every day. Am I wrong?
Absolutely not. In fact, you're really with the majority of American speakers on that word, I think. The news pronunciation is a more British pronunciation. In general, pronunciations with that Y before the U, as in news, are more British. Some people, in fact, overdo it trying to sound British, and so you get pronunciations like noon for noon, where there never was a Y, even in the British. So you're entirely in the right.
Okay, well, here's something else I'm criticized for by one writer, one listener in particular, and I hope he's listening now. This listener is always writing me and criticizing me for saying human instead of human, for using a Y sound instead of an H sound at the beginning of the word.
This time you're in the minority, but you're still well within your rights as an English speaker to pronounce it as human. Let me tell you whose company you're in. Carl Sagan says human instead of human, as does Noam Chomsky, Norman Cousins, Wallace Stevens, Arthur Miller, Lionel Trilling, Marlon Perkins, Fulton Sheen. So there's plenty of articulate people out there who use your pronunciation for that word as well.
I was wondering if it's a regional thing. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Is it maybe a Brooklyn type of thing to say human?
I don't think so. The citations I have in front of me from what we've got other people saying, they're not all from the New York area. Noam Chomsky, for instance, is from Philadelphia. And Wallace Stevens is from the Hartford area, I think. So I don't think it's just a New York phenomenon.
Well, let me move on with another thing that I know I'm often criticized for by listeners, and that is the way I say singer.
Oh, I've caught that myself, the way you say singer. In fact, I've got a note in the files where you pronounce it singer.
What am I doing wrong? Because I can't hear it. It sounds right to me.
Well, there are, with the NG sound in English, sometimes gets a full G consonant after it, and sometimes doesn't, according to who's saying the word. Some people pronounce the G in England, and others pronounce it England. You say singer, and most people say singer, with no hard G sound between the ng and the R. We've got citations from other people, though, who say the word as singer, and so you're not alone, once again.
It's funny, because usually my problem is dropping sounds or blurring sounds, and I guess the G, which I can do with such gusto, you're not even supposed to pronounce, or not very much.
Well, I guess most people don't. Actually, I don't find you being a person who drops sounds very much. The citations I have from you show you, for instance, giving a full four-syllable pronunciation of the word miserable. Most people would say miserable or miserable. You said miserable. Just last week, in fact, I caught you saying that.
Now, what are these citations you're referring to?
Well, my job as pronunciation editor at Merriam-Webster is to collect data on pronunciation, or data, depending on how you prefer it. And I do that by listening to the radio and to television pretty much all day long. And I'll listen to anything. I'm a promiscuous listener. I listen to the news, to interview shows, to commercial television, gardening shows, anything I can really get my ears on to find evidence in how people around the country are pronouncing words. Actually, Fresh Air is one of the shows I listen to the most because of the great variety of guests you have on the show, and also you give pretty full biographies of the speakers, so I have some idea where they grew up, and I put that information on the 3x5 cards that I collect pronunciations on.
Did you happen to bring any of those cards with you?
I've got a whole fistful in front of me.
Maybe you could read a couple. I'm really curious about what's in your files and also what you're listening for when you listen to how people speak.
Well, I do have an old pronunciation citation of you back in 1990 saying the word human, and I've also got one of you saying fresh air. Now, you could say fresh air or fresh air or fresh air if you were from Boston, I suppose. But you say fresh air, and that goes into our files as evidence for one pronunciation of the word air. One Brooklyn feature of your speech that I've picked up is the pronunciation of the word because, which you end with an S sound, not a Z, because.
Huh.
Other people from New York City do that as well. I've got citations from Alan Dershowitz and some other New Yorkers doing that too.
So it's supposed to be because and not because?
It's supposed to be the way you pronounce it, whichever way that is. But we have the evidence that there are a minority of people in the country who pronounce it with a final S and not a final Z, because, not because.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say it with a final Z.
Interesting.
Other things that I've caught you pronouncing are the word prestigious, and other people say prestigious, but I think you're in the majority there.
Uh-huh.
And a word I don't hear too often, you used the phrase to sit shiva once. And that was a nice one. I didn't know how shiva was pronounced until I heard you say it. Some of your other guests, though, provide a lot of the interesting pronunciations. For instance, you had Stephen King on back. And I was curious how he pronounced the name of the creature that turns from man to wolf at the full moon. You could say werewolf or werewolf or werewolf. It turns out Stephen King, of all people, says werewolf. And I like citations like that because they're sort of from the experts on the subject.
You know, I have a feeling that a lot of our listeners are kind of upset at how you're allowing our standards to erode by patterning your pronunciations in the dictionary based on what people on Fresh Air say, you know, and what people on talk shows say. I mean, they want you to uphold certain standards.
Well, what would those standards be? People give these principles for correct pronunciation, but they generally end up contradicting themselves in a short while. For instance, we're told you must pronounce both R's in the word February because they're both there in the spelling, and therefore it behooves you to pronounce them both. But when we come to the word often, then we're also counseled to not pronounce the T, even though it's in the spelling, because we don't follow the spelling blindly now. Well, those are contradictory pieces of advice, and the usage commentators in general, bring those kinds of, they try to canonize their own opinions, really, with these pseudo-linguistic declarations. But in fact, the only non-arbitrary standard for a word's pronunciation in the dictionary is the common usage of educated and thoughtful speakers, and it's my job to track that.
So how many times do you have to hear a variation on a pronunciation before that variation will appear in the dictionary as an alternate pronunciation?
Well, it depends on the word. If it's an uncommon medical term, and I've got a total of four citations, and two are for one way of saying it and two are for another way, I'll probably put both of them in. If I've got a word where I have 50 citations, for example, then if I only have a couple citations for an obscure pronunciation, I probably won't put it in. It depends on how much evidence we have in total.
My guest is Brian Sietsema, pronunciation editor of the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary. We're going to take a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Dr. Brian Sietsema, an expert on English pronunciation. What have you heard recently on Fresh Air or another program that you had to jot down in your files?
Well, one thing that caught my ears on Fresh Air was when you had General Schwarzkopf on, and he pronounced the word heinous as heinous.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that before, but then I started listening for it, and it turns out that a number of other people pronounce the word heinous as well. Senator DeConcini from Arizona, I caught him saying that in a Senate debate back in 91. And then also Senator John McCain, also from Arizona, pronounced the word heinous. Other pronunciations I've gotten
from... Wait. So is heinous going to be in the dictionary now?
I haven't put heinous in because the overwhelming evidence is for heinous, and... at this point, I just have to regard those pronunciations as aberrations and not as really standard pronunciations by the common educated speaker.
So what would it take for it to go from aberration to pronunciation?
I would probably want to find another half dozen more citations to balance out the great majority of citations I have for the pronunciation heinous.
Now, what about nuclear?
Now
there's a word, if you look at the spelling, it's obviously nuclear. There's no extra U in there as in nuclear. But a lot of people do say nuclear now.
They do, and that pronunciation is listed in the dictionary, but there's a note by it explaining that this is a stigmatized pronunciation, that it's considered by many commentators to be an incorrect pronunciation, and so people should, if they're thoughtful about it, should try to avoid that pronunciation.
Now, I might say here that there's no such stigma attached to saying the word human or news.
There most certainly is not.
Thank you. Now, do people want you to vindicate them? Do you get a lot of letters like, prove I'm right in the way that I pronounce something?
Absolutely. In fact, I just got one last week. Some fellow from Los Angeles wrote in, boy, was he angry. He does not like the pronunciation of the word harassment with stress on the second syllable, harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Clarence Thomas hearings, I was taking a whole bunch of citations for the different way people said the word. So, for instance, Tom Brokaw says harassment, as does Senator Patrick Leahy and Anita Hill. But a number of other people say harassment. Bill Moyers, Susan Estrich from USC, a law professor there, and Senator Nancy Kassebaum, along with some older speakers like Adlai Stevenson and Hubert Humphrey, all said harassed or harassment. And it turns out that the harassment pronunciation is the more used pronunciation in this country by about 2-1, whereas harassment is a more British pronunciation, favored in that area by about the same margin. So I couldn't help this fellow out. He wanted to see to it that the harassment pronunciation was stricken from the language. He said that I should use my influence to eradicate it, and I had to write him back saying I have no more influence than a court reporter has influence to change legal precedent. So my job is simply to record the language as it comes past my ears.
Well, I'm glad you used the word influence, because now I say influence. I've heard people saying influence.
I've heard that a few times, too. I don't recall how often I've heard that. Let me take a look and see if I put that in the dictionary this time around or not. Another one that goes back and forth like that is affluence or affluent.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, I think those are pretty much split 50-50. We've listed that one as a specially Southern pronunciation. Influence is the first pronunciation and the majority pronunciation. Listed also is the pronunciation as a Southernism, influence. And,
that's interesting, because in Philadelphia, I think I've mostly heard African-Americans using influence.
That shouldn't be a surprise, because, there's a debate in scholarly circles as to whether Black English is a separate dialect from Southern English, or whether it's really part of the larger Southern English dialect group.
That reminds me, do you get to a lot of words... Are there a lot of words that are pronounced differently by the majority of white people and the majority of African Americans?
It's hard for me to trace that, because there are distinctions in the pronunciation of Black Americans throughout the country. We do find some, and again, I emphasize that a lot of the features that are considered to be part of Black speech are, in fact, general features of Southern speech. For instance, the pronunciation axe of the word ask, which is in the dictionary this time listed as a dialectal pronunciation, that's a general feature of certain Southern speech. And in fact, it's a very old pronunciation. If you were to look in the Oxford English Dictionary, you would find spellings from Old English indicating the pronunciation axed for the word.
Now, do you feel proprietary about pronunciations, or are you just glad that there are a lot of different variations? Do you enjoy the variation?
I
ask this knowing that everybody's asking you to be the arbiter of what's right and what's wrong.
Well, I enjoy the variations. I have to admit that there are pronunciations that set my teeth on edge as well. I can't stand it, for example, when people drop the first S in the word specific, or when they drop the last S in the word asterisk. Those things drive me up the wall. But in general, I enjoy finding out that there are pronunciations out there that I wasn't aware of, and... I enjoy telling people about it, and it's really a fascinating job for me. People do expect me, though, to be the Pope of pronunciation in this country, and that's just not a job that I accept.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you, Terry.
Brian Sietsema is pronunciation editor of the new 10th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. This is Fresh Air.